time for the business of the week, the Friday edition with Parker Aiden from the Pocahontas Chamber of Commerce, pokechamber.com, if you want to get find out more about the Pocahontas Chamber. Hello, Parker. You ready for the weekend? Everything getting ready to go for the events coming up this weekend in Pocahontas?
I certainly am ready, Craig. It is going to be a fun time in Pocahontas.
A good time. Now, before we get into either some of the events or anything else, I've got to ask, tell me a little bit about the big Pocahontas statue. I've been by it a few times. I've not stopped to see, but what can you tell me about that?
Well, that is one of our most famous landmarks, I would say. Probably the most famous landmark in Pocahontas. And she sits out at Princess Park, which is on the east side of town if you're coming through on Highway 3. So it's pretty impossible to miss her. There's a log cabin out there. Our hometown pride committee has actually done a lot of great work improving that park over the last 5 or so years, I would say.
Okay.
There's a paved sidewalk. There's a log cabin that actually kind of functions as a mini museum, too. Our former mayor, Dick Gruber, puts a lot of artifacts and newspaper stories and everything in there. So if you stop at the park, you can go in the log cabin, look around all the fun things in there, and then also get your picture with the princess statue. But we also do have another landmark coming that I think you will be interested in learning about.
Oh, do tell.
So we, the chamber worked with Pocahontas County Economic Development and applied for a grant last year that was the Rural Enrichment Grant through the Governor's Office and Iowa Economic Development Authority. And we are one of the recipients. And one of our stores in Pocahontas that people love to visit is the Kaleidoscope Factory, which is on Main Street.
Okay.
And so the grant that we got was to build these kind of giant life-size kaleidoscopes. I mean, they're literally 6 feet tall on the high end of them. And we are installing them throughout Pocahontas County. And so Pocahontas is going to be getting its kaleidoscope soon, and that will be installed at the end of Main Street. And it's just a very eye-catching, fun, interactive. You can actually look through it. There's knobs so you can spin the wheels, and it'll, like, change colors and everything. So it's a really fun thing for all ages to come enjoy.
Wow. Is this, like, breaking news? Do we not know? Does anybody know about this, or...?
Well, the first one was just installed in Rolfe at the end of June. And so you can actually go to Rolfe, I believe it's at Street Park, and look through that one. But the one in Pocahontas, the second kaleidoscope finally got done and is getting ready to be installed in Fonda for their Labor Day celebration that they have coming up. And then Pocahontas is the next one on the list to get a kaleidoscope. So it's been, you know, a slow process because we had to figure out kind of how to build them and stuff. And
sure.
You're working with multiple different businesses and people in the pipeline to get it done. But it's just a really fun thing that you'll definitely see and hear a lot more of us promoting it coming up once we've got more of them up. And, you know, hopefully it's something that people make a day trip and want to tour throughout Pocahontas County to be able to see each of them, because they'll be different colors, different styles. Everyone will be unique in its own way.
That is really cool. I mean, that is that's. They don't do that kind of stuff in Des Moines. You don't hear them doing that stuff in Cedar Rapids. That is a cool, not only a small town thing, but that's a cool, that's a really cool thing. And it also kind of lends into something else I wanted to bring up, because obviously Pocahontas, the city of Pocahontas, is in the middle of Pocahontas County, and, you know, but the chamber also does, you might not necessarily do things outside of the county or in the county, but you certainly know what's going on in the county. You still have some coverage in the county, correct, as well?
Yeah, we do for sure. We actually have, because Pocahontas is a rural community, we're one of two chambers in the whole county, and so we have a lot of members who are actually outside of, Pocahontas city limit.
Right.
And so we've got some members from Palmer, we've got some members from the Fonda area, and so I view us a little bit as kind of more of a regional chamber and helping connect people and resources and staying informed of events, staying connected. And so I think that's one benefit, and it's really fun because, you know, we coordinate a lot of these great events like the car show this weekend, but we also help keep members and keep our county connected too.
There you go. And it's like you talked about the car show. The car shows this weekend, also the carnival and the Comic-Con. The Pocahontas is coming up in October. Also, the art walk is on the horizon as well. Anything else we want to touch on that's maybe going to be like before the end of the year that people would want to find out more about?
Yeah, the very last event for the year, and then I get to take a sigh of relief, is Hometown Christmas. And that is the second weekend in December. So we just have some fun Christmas activities, pictures with Santa, and then our businesses do some really great deals. They usually have some deals for Art Walk, but then they do another set of deals during Hometown Christmas, and usually I'll go in on some sort of prize that people can, you know, get a punch card done and then maybe have the chance of winning a great gift basket from them.
Oh, that's
their
cool.
Card is the one that gets drawn.
And we did want to mention that the Art Walk is during Small Business Saturday, which is usually kind of the start of the Christmas shopping season, is right around that time.
Yes. So it's great to come to Pocahontas and kick off the holiday shopping season with us, because we have a lot of great vendors that come to that event every year, and it's a fun time.
PokeChamber.com, and then also PokeChamber on Facebook as well if you want to find out more about the information. Parker, we've appreciated having you on this week for the Business of the Week. Go Pokey, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the future.
Yes, we will keep in touch, because I think there might be some giveaways for the Pocahontas in the future, I would guess.
That would be awesome. Parker Adele, the Executive Director of the Pocahontas Chamber of Commerce, this week's Business of the Week on 97.7 The Bolt. Thanks, Parker.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.